Okay, we're live. Welcome back to the Appropriations Committee. We're going to do capital construction. Welcome, Mel. What I'd like to have you do is, first of all, and this may, I think this is your first time in front of our committee officially, so welcome. It's good to have you.
Thank you, sir.
We'll try to be, what do we give them, about a five-minute grace period, and then we have the normal
5 minutes,
and then we're the normal JAC. But I think the best way to facilitate this is to, if you've got some opening comments in general, anything you feel like you want to say about anything, we'll allow you that opportunity. Then we'll go through this budget page by page, item by item. But rather than have each individual person that has some kind of a capital construction project come up and testify, you present it, and you talk about it. If we have questions of you, we'll ask them. If we have questions of a specific individual about that particular project, then we'll ask them. I think that'll better facilitate. Does that work for you?
Yes, sir, Mr. Chairman.
Everybody out there, does that work for everybody else? Everybody's nodding their heads? Okay, well, welcome. Please, for the record, identify yourself, and the floor is yours.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My name is Mel Muldrow. I am the administrator for A&I Construction Management Division. The only comment I'd like to start with is just that this budget has been prepared by the staff, other agencies, and has gone through the State Building Commission prior to coming to this entity. And with that, I will start with the first item on the priority list, which is the major maintenance budget. Just a brief comment on that. Major maintenance, obviously, is for all the state-owned buildings. We come to that $68,618,382 number based on the formula in which we use, which is the 1.50 multiplied by the square footage. Just to refresh everybody's memory, the 1.50 is what's required to keep the facilities at a fair condition. 3.0 would take it to good. Our budget has been, and in the past, always used the 1.50 figure for that. As the
just a second, Senator Meyer.
On major maintenance, and you don't have to provide it right now, but could we get a kind of a history of the major maintenance on the Herschler Building, and whether they're, you know, I guess pertinent information that goes along with it as far as grades or evaluations of it. Mr. Chairman, the reason I'm asking that is that I think we had a little surprise that we may or may not have some extreme major maintenance issues with that building. So I'm just like to kind of get the history of it, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Chairman, Senator Meyer, we definitely can get that information for you. Just as a caveat to that, I know some of this information probably came up as you heard the conversation at the capital renovation update.
Yeah.
So we absolutely can get you that information.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, then I think the way we'll do this will be on page 11, starting with major maintenance. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. Actually.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Yes, sir. So on the major maintenance, as you see, there's $68,618,382 million for that project. It breaks out to, in page 12, to all state buildings, and then it breaks out, which is $24,356,000. Building structures, which is state parks, buildings, are $2,476,102. Roads, concrete, asphalts at $2,101,289. All community college buildings are at $13,516,460. And then all university buildings are at $26,168,302,000, totaling the $68,618,382. That's 100% funded by the general fund. It was recommended by the State Building Commission and also recommended by the governor.
Committee questions. I have one on the community college buildings. Don, we've got our bill that the committee is, you know, the JAC sponsoring. Are these numbers consistent with the language in that bill, or are they going based on the old calculations? Or maybe Mel could answer that question.
I think you would be better to address that.
We have not seen that bill, Mr. Chairman.
Okay.
So I can't really speak to that other than I know that our formula, from what I understand in the past, they've used the 1.50 and that that formula came from a combination of SFC and the college, the colleges getting together and coming up with that 1.50 number.
Yeah, and it's not so much the 1.5 as, you know, a lot of the way some of the language in the budget bill, different buildings were treated differently. Some were built and they said there shall be no major maintenance component. Others would get 100%. And the purpose of that bill is to clarify. Does anyone hear from the Community College Commission? Yes, sir. Could you speak to that? Get up in a mic and identify yourself, please.
Mr. Chairman, Matt Petrie, I'm the Deputy Director and Chief Financial Officer for the Community College Commission. The numbers that we provided to School Facilities Commission to come up with their total appropriation request were generated in the same form as in the past.
There's a mic for you if you want to use that.
We use the...
you got to turn it on.
We use our CapCon model, which we also use to prioritize capital construction requests. But that model also runs the major maintenance calculations for the colleges. And what it does is it's patterned after the same procedures and rules and regulations that the School Facilities Commission uses for its major maintenance. Those were formalized in our rules, and our calculations of that major maintenance were performed under those rules prior to July 1st.
Have you seen the JAC bill?
Mr. Chairman, yes, we have.
Okay, is there any change if that, in fact, becomes law to the numbers that we see here now? Would that affect any change in terms of the dollar amounts?
Mr. Chairman, based on our consideration of that bill, it would not change anything.
It would not. Okay. That answers the question. Thank you. Any other questions? How about the university? Don, go ahead.
Mr. Chairman, just to recall, last year in the budget, you specified, even in the absence of the bill that you're sponsoring this year, that the facilities that were not previously receiving major maintenance funds would be included in the 15-16 standard budget, those facilities being the Casper and Sheridan facilities and the like. So the formula is directed to be upgraded,
so
even if that bill fails.
The formula complies with the bill because we retroactively said we should do it anyway in case it doesn't pass. I like that. Whose amendment or footnote was that? That's a good one. I think that was Chairman Harshman in the House that came up with that language. Okay, well, we're covered there. How about the university? Anybody got any question on the university? Okay, major maintenance. Continue, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Next on the item is the FlexTech building, Laramie County Community College. FlexTech building is a facility which will be an instructional space for high-tech industrial technologies. It will have welding, metal fabrications, diesel automotive technology, process technology, industrial site and safety, potential new areas such as manufacturing technology. This building has been identified in LCCC's master plan as a facility that will contain classrooms, labs, and office space. It is estimated that this project will cost approximately $14,146,416 and will include approximately 50,000 gross square feet of space. To secure the portion for the local funds, that is expected to go to special election in November. I'm not sure what the outcome of that was. But the rest of the other 50% at $7,073,208 would be from the general fund, and the rest of that would be from other public funds.
You said you weren't sure of the outcome of that bond election?
Yes, sir.
It passed. Right? It did pass. And as I understand it, that was bonded for $25 million, right, Representative Nicholas? For both projects. We had some discussion, did we not, about how that would, I mean, if you could do part-time and how that would all work and the way the bond was set up so we could do this one building only, then the rest of the money would not be taxed or be put out as to the taxpayers until such point in time as they built the second building, or how would that work?
Well, actually, what I'd like to do, Mr. Chairman, and if ask a couple of those questions to Mr. Schaefer, he's here, because I've got a couple more I want to follow up anyway on. And my first question is, how quickly would you be able to start constructing this? And if you could just describe, if you would, for the chairman, the amount of the bond and what the requirements are and how it was presented to the public and on the exchange of dollars.
Mr. Chairman, for the record, Joe Schaefer. I'm the president of Laramie County Community College. Thank you for the question, Representative Nicholas. I believe we provided to the LSO, and hopefully you have a comprehensive memo on the parameters of the bond election. We asked the voters to approve up to $25 million for the support of both of these projects. The language was crafted as such that there was no specific amount within the 25 that would go to any one project. Specifically, it was for both of those, pending to see how the distribution of state funds may flow through the legislative process. In terms of the timeline and really construction, we have actually taken the initiative to move through already the second level of planning. So we have both level one and level two plans for these studies. Again, pending legislative action and appropriation, we could place a portion of the local bonds immediately here this spring, finish the level three or the schematic design, and hopefully looking at moving dirt here by the end of the summer into the fall.
And Mr. Chairman, is that for both buildings that you're capable of doing that?
Yeah. Mr. Chairman, Representative Nicholas, that is correct. We have level two plans done for both of them. We have been working with ANI Construction Management to have architects secured, and we could expedite the construction of those.
And Mr. Chairman, a follow-up on that. The FlexTech, I believe, has been approved by the governor, but the other building, was that on the how did that rank 2 years ago when it was presented to the JAC?
Mr. Chairman, Representative Nicholas, the University Student Center has had some changes to its name, but this is actually a project we've been working on since 2008 with the university. During the first running of the Community College Commission's capital construction modeling, just before I started 2 years ago, that was actually the number one project in the state 2 years ago. At that time, most of you will remember that the governor called the colleges together and said we want to work on this model some more, and did not recommend funding that, but that was number one 2 years ago, and in the new iteration of the modeling, it is actually ranked as number two.
Where was the Flex building 2 years ago?
Mr. Chairman, we did not have the FlexTech building in that process. That's a project since then.
And the second building isn't the one you're talking about in Laramie. They're both in Cheyenne, correct?
Mr. Chairman, that is correct.
Okay, go ahead, Representative Nicholas.
And just to follow up, Joe, with regards to the bond, was there any representations made during the process on whether or not it was going to be a 50-50 match or what the local folks were paying for versus what other sources would pay for?
Mr. Chairman, Representative Nicholas, that's a good question, because there's been some change to the process with legislation in last session. When we started this process, we had worked through 2 years ago new rules with the Wyoming Community College Commission, as well as the updating of the capital construction model. At that time, before some of the construction management responsibility shifted from the commission to construction management as a result of legislation in that session, the rules sort of laid out the path that colleges would go through to secure and ask for state funds. And one of the requirements in there was to bring at least 50% or proportionate millage of the projects from local funds or from other sources. So as we started down this path with the planning and everything, the way the structure was set up is that we would go first to find local funds or our local match before we'd actually be able to ask the legislature for that funding. And that's really the process that we moved under, and that's really been the communication to the community that if we were to seek the state share of this, we would have to secure local funds first. One thing that I'd point out is that our bond election was actually for $25 million. The cost for these buildings, the projected cost, and what would be a 50% state share, that's actually more than that. There's $3 million of contingency that was funded by the local voters, and the request of the legislature was intended to be $22 million, I think, because of some of the things with, again, the shuffling of the planning. The request actually before you would be $20 million, so it's actually less than half of the projects.
And just one follow-up on that, just since we're on the subject. Do you have any further numbers as to the estimated cost of the of the $13 million building. Is that an accurate number, or is it not?
Mr. Chairman, Representative Nicholas, I appreciate the question. No, that was actually the estimated cost at the Level 1 study. And at the Level 1 studies, many of us will actually try to get a cost estimate, but the depth of that study, as many of you know, really doesn't lend towards a good cost estimate. The actual cost of that building is estimated at $30 million, 15 from local, 15 from the state is what we wanted. That was a result of the Level 2 plan that we did under the guidance of construction management. It just never quite worked its way into the system through the State Building Commission and then to you ultimately.
So, Mr. Chairman, in actuality, if you were rewriting this request back in August, you'd be asking for 15 instead of 13.
Mr. Chairman, Representative Nicholas, that is correct.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, you had a question?
Mr. Chairman, I think I've got most. So both projects that we see before us are $40 million, talking about both projects now. And your bond was successful for $25 million, correct? So, and you have other sources, too. I mean, I'm just trying to think. That's the math I have. But you're saying this 40 total project cost might be more like 42, what I just heard, I think, in the line of questioning.
Mr. Co-Chairman, our estimate on the total cost with contingency is actually $47 million for both of those.
Not counting contingency. I'm just...
Correct. $44 million is what we anticipate the cost of both of them.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Escobel.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Director Schaefer, I just had one question. In looking at the commission's report on the space model and the anticipated square footage, that you're currently over 130,000 square feet short now.
Mr. Chairman, Representative Escobel, one of the things we do as part of the modeling is actually model anticipated space deficits. That model projects by 2017, so not current day, but by 2017, all things being equal, we would have a deficit of 133 assignable square feet, a significant deficit without these projects.
And then, Mr. Chairman, even by 2017, if both projects were completed, you'd still be at a deficit of 30,000?
Mr. Chairman, Representative Escobel, that is correct.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, I got just one other question.
Just one second.
Okay.
Mr. Co-Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just real quick on the bonding, and that was a $2 million levy that was passed recently.
Mr. Co-Chair, it was actually a general obligation bond for $25 million. It equates to about $2 million over the duration of the bond.
And just kind of the information that I just want to make sure it's correct, that would move the Laramie County District up to about a $7 million bonding level, I think, which would put you second behind Casper, which is a little higher than seven right now, as far as taxing yourself to get these improvements.
Mr. Co-Chair, that sounds accurate.
Okay. Thank you.
One other follow-up, Mr. Chairman. Joe, have you done an analysis? I mean, it's a lot of money if we come up with matching funds for it. Have you mapped out what has been appropriated for in terms of population and square footage on the build outage of the various community colleges around the state?
Mr. Chairman, Representative Nicholas, we've looked at the distribution and trying to understand the distribution of state-funded capital construction dollars since the state started doing this about five biennia ago, and I believe we rank the second lowest in appropriation by student or by student credit hour. Per student credit hour, I think it's been about an $8 appropriation. We've had one project where we've received state funding. And that was half of our health science building a couple of biennia ago.
And Mr. Chairman, could you tell us roughly what has been paid out to some of the higher per capita construction?
Mr. Chairman, Representative Nicholas, I do have a handout. I'd be happy to get you or to Don enter into the record with that. It varies significantly. Western Wyoming Community College is actually the lowest at $4 per student credit hour, with Northern Wyoming Community College District at the highest at $47 per student credit hour, and then they range in between.
Thank you.
You don't have any more questions?
Well, I'd like to have that printout, if you could.
Yeah, we'd all like to see it.
Circulate, please.
Just provide that. Senator Meyer.
What's a current mill levy bring in? What's the dollar value of that?
Mr. Chairman, Senator Meyer, $1 million in Laramie County, I want to say, equates to just over $1 million. Does that sound?
Okay, thank you.
Okay. And you're at, we need to know exact. Are you at 7 mills for the college is where you are in terms of your bonding capacity? We need to know where you really are, what number that is.
Mr. Chairman, I think we have that info, and I think I have that prepared. And I didn't give you the okay to share that, but I mean that, too. So if we could share that with the committee, I think we've got the updated for all the districts.
Yeah, I'd like to see it for all the districts, all the military.
Yeah,
districts.
We've got it here.
I thought it was one of those things only you for your eyes only. Okay, anything else on this one? Thank you. Continue, Mel.
Mr. Chairman, just to follow up, too, the SBC did recommend approval for that project, and the governor also signed off on that as an approval.
Yeah, I've got one more question on that. When, for the president of the college, when was that election conducted? What time? What period of the year?
Mr. Chairman, it was a special election. It occurred on November 5th, past November.
Because I looked at the votes, and it seemed like there was extremely low voter turnout.
Correct, Mr. Chairman. We estimate it was about a quarter of the voting population that turned out. Correct.
Okay, thanks. Okay, continue, Mel.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Next item is the Joint UW Student Center, Laramie County Community College. That's on page 19. As I move to page 20, the project has a longstanding history with the college and has received previous commission approval in 2009. This building is specifically identified in LCCC's master plan as a facility that will provide one-stop student enrollment welcome center for both LCCC and UW students, as well as classroom and administrative space. The core purpose of this facility is to provide structured support to LCCC students, a more prominent presence of the University of Wyoming on the LCCC campus, specialized instructional space such as online and tele-video classrooms, integrated and intuitive student services in a centralized one-stop where students can access everything from financial aid counseling to test and career services. This project will help reduce the project's deficit in academic support and auxiliary space. It is estimated the project will cost $26 million and will approximately 80,000 square foot of space. Local funding is 50% from the general fund and the rest through that November 13 ballot. Let's see what else, and that's it.
Question on when we did, maybe Mr. Chairman can help me out on this, or Senator Perkins. We had the UW at Casper College, and we built a building up there, and explain, did the university pay part of that, or did we step up and pay part of it as a state? How did that turn out?
Senator Perkins, and correct me, we had an election, bond election, successfully, and I think it was $10 million, and it was a 50-50 split with the state, as I recall.
Mr. Chairman, I think Walt's here, so...
Well, yeah, there you go.
So he can give us those numbers, but my recollection, it was supposed to be 50-50. It ended up more like a 55-45, 60-40 thing, kind of with county over state, but...
He's nodding his head, so I think we're in the ballpark. Okay, that's close enough. Mel, on this one, now this has been authorized before by previous legislature, this building we just went through, but the funding was turned down. Is that correct? So it's been authorized, so if LCCC wanted to build it, could find the rest of the money, they could do it. Okay, continue.
The SBC approved that $13 million, and in the governor's recommendation, that was denied.
Okay.
Next subject is the Career and Technical Education Center, Eastern Wyoming College. The proposed Career and Technical Education Center will incorporate space for welding and joint technology, health technology, cosmetology, and workforce training, all hallmark programs at the college, and all of which have been identified as programmatic needs through the college's master plan. It is estimated that the project will cost $22,932,932,450 and will include approximately 69,000 square feet. ANI Construction Management is recommending a separate fund request for $1,698,700,000 for project design and planning as allowed. This is a 95% general fund and 5% other public funds. That would equate to $21,946,355 for the 95% general fund and $986,095 for the 5% out of the public funds. The SBC recommended approval of the $21,946,355 from the general fund and $986,095 in other public funds. The governor recommended approval for this project.
Okay, any questions? Is that, I think the question we had on the Eastern is how many mills have they taxed? Is that on your, or bonded, is that on your sheet, Mr. Co-Chair?
It is, but I don't have the sheet. I believe it was 5%. Is that done with you?
Mr. Chairman, I believe they have the operational mills in place, but they have no capital construction mills
in place. No Capcon mills. Five total. I'm sorry. Five
mills. So the president of Eastern here? Yep. Go ahead, Senator Meyer. Do you have something?
No, he's here.
Yeah. So, and we talked the other day in your testimony, you provide some things in writing as well. We understand what happened in Converse County. The question I have is, and I think we've answered it, you have no bond levies assessed to the taxpayers of Goshen County for any improvements on the college. Is that correct then? Other than the five mills that you already get. Yeah, please. Identify yourself and answer that question.
Tom Armstrong, president at Eastern Wyoming College, and that is true. We've got the five mills assessed. Looking at the additional four would probably bring it for 4 years would bring an additional 3.2, but we haven't looked at that.
Yeah, and while you're up there, it looks like one mill in Goshen County is $160,000. Is that about right?
I think we're looking at about that. So our match, when we figured that out, was $986 for the match based on that.
Okay. Okay, any other questions?
Mr. Chairman,
Representative Nicholas.
I didn't get those numbers down. If you said if you went for your full mills, it would be $3.6 million over what period of time?
We'd be able to borrow the, Mr. Chair,
thank you.
Representative Nicholas, we would be able to attach the four mills, and it would raise a total amount of 3.2 that would be good over 4 years.
Thank you.
Senator Meyer?
Four years, Tom?
I believe that's right.
Okay. Any other questions? Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Chairman, next is Sheridan College Science AG and Culinary Center. The remodel and expansion of the Science, Agriculture, and Culture Center is a top priority in the college's master plan. The project includes 27,326 gross square foot of new construction, coupled with the remodeling of 23,090 square feet of existing. The project involves a remodel of the Science and Moans building, the connection of the two buildings, and the construction of additional square footage. The current Science building was built in 1982 and is in need of significant classroom and lab updates. The building is also undersized for the number of students the college is trying to serve, which require science courses, with required science courses. The project collates the college's agriculture, science, and culinary science program, allowing for cross-disciplinary interaction, multidisciplinary projects, and shared space labs. It is estimated that the project will cost $13 million. $6.5 million of that is general fund, $6.5 million for other public funds. The SBC approval of $6.5 million from the general fund and $6.5 million public funds, and then the governor recommended denied this project.
Okay, questions?
Mr. Chairman?
Senator Perkins.
Mr. Chairman, if we can ask Brett, I'd like to know what was the why did the governor, what was the rationale behind the denial?
Mr. Chairman, Senator Perkins, I'm sorry I didn't hear the question.
Go ahead, Senator Perkins.
Thank you. The governor's recommendation on this one was denial. I was just wondering why.
Mr. Chairman,
go ahead, Brett.
Mr. Chairman, Senator Perkins, essentially these appear in the order that the model produced them. And so as you move through the list, the model ranking we're moving down the overall list in terms of how the model ranked them. And so when the governor evaluated the overall list, he looked at the upper rankings to ultimately make his determination.
Okay. Please continue.
Mr. Chairman, next is the Riverton Student Success Center. It's on page 30-31. The Student Success Center involves the remodeling of 37,000 square foot of campus space in the administrative wing and main hall library, faculty offices, and classrooms at an estimated cost of $4,967,000. The proposed project is intended to make use of existing space by reconfiguring and updating current learning support spaces to increase student access and support by centralizing, advising, tutoring, testing, learning centers, financial aid, business offices, et cetera. Level one study for this project has been completed. The 50% general fund is $2,483,500. The other $2,483,500 is from other public funds. Justification, the project supports an educated citizenry and statewide completion effort in efficient, effective, and sustainable space. The project scored was ranked by the commission as number 5 on the priority list. The SBC recommends approval at $2,483,500 in general, $2,483,500 in public funds. The governor's office recommended denial for this project also.
Okay. Any questions? Okay.
Next on the agenda, Gillette Activity Center. The Gillette College Activity Center was included in the college's 2010 master plan and incorporates spaces for student life activities, athletic arena classrooms, meeting rooms, and health science simulation centers, fitness centers, student study rooms, and conference rooms. The project will consist of 53,271 gross square foot of new construction and is estimated to cost $18,971,539. The 50% match is $9,485,769, other public funds at $9,485,770. The project directly supports an educated citizenry and faculty access to the educational training and cultural programs of the college. SBC recommends approval at $9,485,789, general fund for $9,485,770. The governor recommended denial of that project. And that was number 6 on the commission's list.
Yeah, Mel, and the previous one on Central and then this one, have they been authorized, either one of them?
No, they have not been.
Neither one have been authorized.
No,
okay. And... Don, we've had a lot of community college projects where we authorized, and they can come up with a way to fund, they do, and then they're in the loop, and then they come back later. That's correct, isn't it?
Mr. Chairman, that is correct, or they never get built, which is...
Yeah. Okay. Continue.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Student Success Center, Western Wyoming Community College. The Student Success Center project involves the renovation and consolidation of 9,288 square feet of existing spaces on the Rock Springs campus, which was identified as a priority in the college's 2013 master plan. This project will allow for a central service location where students can get basic process handling in one location by knowledgeable customer service staff, an open gathering area with facilitated student waiting and self-service operations. This area includes student kiosks, workstations, small space for meetings with students and family, and a computer lab which can be used to train students on the extensive technologies offered by the college as well as do the small group training. Facilities, reservations, and campus communications are located within this front door operation. Also located within the center is the campus security office, which provides support, visibility, and access to the students, staff, and the community. If this project is not funded, the college is requesting capital construction approval from the legislature, allowing them to move forward with the project if other funds become available. The project would cost an estimated $1,247,500. The match would be $623,750 from the general fund, $623,750 from the public funds. The justification for this project fully meets the performance measures of an educated citizenry, diverse economy, and workforce development, efficient and effective systems, and community support. This project score was ranked number 7 on the capital project modeling.
SBC recommended approval of the $623,750 from the general and $623,750 from public, and the governor recommended denial on this project.
Questions? Get your light on, Representative Nicholas. You got a question? Sorry. Representative Escobel.
Mr. Chairman, did we skip the Gillette Activity Center?
No, we did.
No, we did that.
I must have been paying.
Any other questions? Okay, continue.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Instructional Technology and Digital Education Building, Western Wyoming Community College. The project proposes the new construction of a 14,994 square foot building to accommodate space needs. What's the same one I went to? To accommodate space needs on the Rock Springs campus for college programs. The college master plan demands the reclamation of prime instructional classroom space currently occupied by information technology services, instructional media center, printing services, and distant education. The recapture of this space includes distant education, which currently occupies 1,945 square foot. This area would be reconfigured into three small classrooms. Information technology services and media services will be reconfigured to service the associate degree in nursing programs with 10 faculty offices, one conference room, two instructional materials storage spaces, and three simulation labs. Printing service graphic design would be reconfigured into instructional classrooms occupying a combined 25,247 square foot. The project would cost an estimated $4.4 million, request by 50% of the general fund, $2,204,500 from the general fund and matching from the public funds. Performance justification. The project fully meets the performance measures of an education, citizenry, diverse economy, and workforce development, efficient and effective systems. The project score was ranked by the commission as number 8 on capital project scoring. If the project is not funded, the college is requesting capital construction approval from the legislature, allowing them to move forward with project if other funds become available. State Building Commission recommend approval of $2,204,500 in general funds and $2,204,500 in other public funds. And this was denied under the governor's recommendation.
Okay, questions? Continue.
Agriculture and Equine Resource Center. And this is Casper College. The college has been working on a proposed project for the last 6 years and is listed as the first priority in the college's 2012 master plan. A Casper family has pledged some 60 acres of land for the project, and it was endorsed by the college's Board of Trustees in October of 2010. The current Werner Ag facility on campus is simply not large enough to house many of the department events and functions. The 76,507 gross square foot proposed facility would meet ADA requirements and include two classrooms, a meats lab, a processing room, offices, ample room inside for an arena to be used for both training and practice, as well as providing animal production labs. Exterior improvements would include outside corrals and pens for the housing of livestock, and future additions may include a cold storage building, hay storage, and additional pens for livestock. From an academic standpoint, all the college's animal sciences classes would be able to utilize the proposed new facility. It would allow for the expansion of curricula and enhancement of offerings in fields such as range management, irrigation practices, rotational grazing, mixed species, grazing soils, crops, habitat preservation and management. In addition, the college is also developing an equine assistant therapy program for the disabled. This project would cost an estimated $10,669,800. Request is for 50% general fund of $5,334,900 and other public funds of $5,334,900. Project promotes quality programs and comprehensive student life experiences through intercollegiate athletics and activities. It addresses needs for high demand occupations and we promote partnerships with businesses and industries. The SBC recommended approval of $5,334,900 in general and $5,334,900 in public funds. The governor's office, the governor recommended disapproval of this project.
Yeah, and on this one, oh, go ahead, Mr. Coach.
Well, just I wanted to make sure. We had an update on this in last year, actually, in December. Dr. Nolte's here. I just wanted to make sure the committee. This is since there's a new development where you've got the entire facility, property, everything, and you're just requesting now just authorization, do not need any funding. Would that be okay if Dr. Nolte, Mr., or is everybody aware of that?
No, I think we ought to hear it one more time. As I understand it, the money's there, and you're ready to go, and you just need authorization. You don't need any state funds.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. As I presented to you,
please identify yourself for the record. Thank you. Any questions? And as I understand it, the authorization is all you're looking for from the legislature, correct?
Well, Mr. Chair, I would be remiss if I didn't say that we won't turn money down, but that's correct.
Thanks for the honest answer. Okay. Thank you. Just a second. Representative Moniz.
Mr. Chairman, thank you. How much are you actually asking for here then?
I don't know. Go ahead.
Mr. You'd mentioned a building you would build for possibly less than $5 million. Do you have that money, or are you asking for that money?
Mr. Chair, we have the purchase price of the property is $3.1 million. We have that money in hand and through a variety of sources, and we will raise the balance. We're actively involved in the fundraising campaign. Raise the balance.
So you're just asking for spending authority to do that?
And when it's complete, Don, did you have a comment?
Mr. Chairman, I don't want to impede on protocol here, but I think the question is, we still need to put a number in the budget. And what is that number? Because there needs to be an authorization level above which the college cannot exceed their spending.
Yeah, I was going to ask that question, but go ahead.
Mr. Chair, $5 million.
Okay, we've got the number. Okay. Any other questions? What's the appraisal on? Was it a 3.1?
Mr. Chair, we could not get it appraised. There's no comparators. We tried. I mean, we did work through that, and we looked regionally for comparators. We could not find it.
It's just a unique piece of property, isn't it?
Mr. Chair, that.
Okay. Go ahead.
Mr. Chair, to follow on the question earlier about our university, our Union University building, we are dedicating that building on January 20th. Building cost was between $31 and $32 million. We're still gathering the final dollar figure on that. And as Chair Harshman has indicated, it's about 47% our building, 53% University of Wyoming building. We split the cost down a little.
Yeah, and wasn't that one of those buildings that had some, was treated differently for the major maintenance component, but we now have that all ironed out in the bill that we're bringing? Yeah, okay, thank you. Any questions on that? Thank you. Okay, Please continue.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Jackson Center.
I think you'll have a footnote prepared for that one, Don, along with a few others we'll be telling you about. Go ahead.
The Jackson Center, Central Wyoming College. In December of 2012, Central Wyoming College Board of Trustees approved an addendum to its master plan, which outlines the College of Teton County facility and programming needs to accommodate the increased demand in the nursing and culinary arts hospitality management programs. Based on the increased demands for these programs, as well as offerings in workforce entrepreneurship training, the college has outgrown the current footprint of the lease space at the Jackson Center for Arts. This increased lease space is also supplemented by interactive video classroom at St. John's Medical Center, science labs at Jackson Hole High School, and a kitchen at the Elks, at the local Elks Lodge. As a result, the proposed project consists of a centralized facility that includes a commercial teaching kitchen, adequate nursing and science labs, and sufficient classrooms, offices, and academic and support spaces. The project proposes funding for a Level 3 study, land acquisition, and new construction of a $25,000 square foot facility. Central Wyoming College is requesting separate funding for $760,000 for project design and planning, as allowed by the statute. This project would cost an estimated $11,780,000.
Stop right there for a second, Mel. Does $11,780 include the $760?
Yes, it does, sir.
Okay.
$5,890,000 from the general fund, $5,890,000 from public. Project justification. The project provides an opportunity to expand existing programs, open the campus to the community, and make the entire process more accessible and productive for students. The project scored was ranked on the commission as number 10 on the priority list. SBC recommended approval at $5,890,000 from the general fund, $5,890,000 from public. The governor recommended denial for this project. It was denied.
And before we leave that, Ron is here from Central. This is a unique situation in trying to get something built in Teton County. And, you know, the value of the land. Could you explain a little bit about some of the issues the college is going through up there relative to some of it's so unique and what we're experiencing and some of the, I guess, the huge stumbling blocks we have in front of us?
Mr. Chair, my name is Ron Granger. I'm the Vice President of Administrative Services at Central Wyoming College. Yeah, we have had several issues. The biggest problem right now is finding land, I mean, to want to build. But as far as what we have, the facilities we have now, we rent from the Center of the Arts, but we have places all over Jackson. Our culinary has to move almost yearly because we can be in one place for a year, but then after that they need it back, and so we keep going back and forth. Our nursing programs are in the hospital, but they have to travel to the Jackson High School to take any of their science classes. So it's just one of those things that what we were trying to do is centralize our total process to put everything in one spot so that our students don't have to travel all over the town or all over Jackson or Teton County to take their classes.
Have you spoken with the county commissioners up there about the 1 cent, the 1 penny capital construction to do something like this, or are they thinking about mill levies, or what kind of support have they indicated they may or may not give? Have you,
Mr. Chair, right now we have put that out there. We haven't really discussed it in detail with them, and we haven't got any commitment from them one way or the other. So we are still in the process of doing that. We do know, and Teton County knows that if we're going to build this project, that it has to have the support of Teton County, that our whatever we're going to make up for our local funds has to come from Teton County.
Yeah, and other colleges, they've said if in fact you don't have the AFE or the appropriation, they would still like the authorization. Would Central want to, neither one of these are authorized, as I understand it, correct?
Correct. Mr. Chair, I think the one thing, especially on the Jackson project, is it number that we put in there as far as what it would cost is based on numbers of working with construction management, but we really would like to have a level two so we can actually put it out there to the Jackson community and Teton County exactly how much money we would need from them before we could build a facility there.
Yeah, on the level two, and others have mentioned that. Mel, how does that work on the level two? Is if we decide that there's no state funding and so the project's denied by the governor, yet we would like to proceed with level two stunning. That would be a general fund appropriation or a match. How would that work?
Yes, sir. I believe that would come out of the general fund.
Go ahead.
Mr. Chairman, Jim Chappett, ANI Construction Management. In our normal procedure, this request for level one and level two funding would be submitted to the SBC in October for approval, along with a dollar amount to proceed with that level one and level two study. We would get with an architectural firm and come up with a firm number for that level one and two.
So that did not go to the SBC for the level one or level two in this particular project, is that correct?
That's correct.
Some of these others that have, that were turned down, if they, that may want authorization, to, were they in fact, did they request a level one or level two of the SBC, or they did not?
I don't believe they did. Some of the schools put up their own funding. Is that correct, Dennis, that went ahead with their level one and level two?
So, Jim, for procedurally, I mean, we could always do it legislatively, but, you know, it should go through the SBC, and that's the way we've done it in the past, correct?
Well, as you know, we're kind of new at the community colleges, but that's the normal procedure for general-funded CAPCON projects.
Okay.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Nicholas.
And I have just a follow-up on your questions. Of these projects that we have on the list here, how many of them have gone through a Level 2 study, and how many have not? Do we know that?
Mr. Chairman, Senator Nick, or Representative Nicholas, Dennis Agee tells me that three of them have.
You know, what you ought to do is you ought to list all of the projects that are on the list from the commission, and then tell us which ones have level one, level two, and where the money came from, and how many are authorized previously and not authorized. I think that's that we're looking for, Bob.
Yeah, and in addition to that, I'd like to know if they don't have a level two performed yet, Mr. Chairman, then how long that will take to get one, because that could delay, you know, if we wait till October to get the level two studies, then we might be premature on some of them, and both in funding and how much we fund.
Okay, and then I thought that the ones that the governor has approved, Brett, do they have level two studies already completed? I mean, are we getting the cart before the horse on some of these?
Mr. Chairman, this is my understanding, and I guess I would ask construction management to weigh in on a response to this as well. But if there is a request for construction funding, I believe a level one and level two have to be completed. That's my understanding, but I could be corrected by those folks.
Jim?
Mr. Chairman, that's been our experience. The best way to come up with a budget number, a correct budget number, is to go through the level one and level two.
Well, you look at that second building at LCCC, and they went from 22 to 27 million. I wonder if that's because they had not completed their level two. That could have been the case. I don't know. Brett?
Mr. Chairman, my understanding of that is they had completed a level one and level two, but I believe the level three revealed some additional costs to that facility. That was my understanding of that project.
Yep. So provide that to the committee, if you would, please, and we'll have a better understanding. And also, when you're doing that, the prioritization, I know we have that data available somewhere else, but we had one package that had all this information in there, and you can add the mill levies to it. Well, we've got that now, so we could have just one package that includes all this data would be helpful to the committee.
Mr. Chairman, you're asking for this strictly for the community colleges?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Okay.
If they're unique. The way they do this. Okay. Any other questions? Anything else, Ron? Thanks, Ron. Okay. Let's continue.
Mr. Chairman, Lancer Hall Expansion, Easton Wyoming College. This project, which was submitted in 2011, was a request for state funding, is in the college's master plan, and has been included in several planning cycles. Its present submittal anticipates funding the project with revenue bonds and or capital leasing. The project would add two new wings and 15,000 gross square feet to the existing resident hall at an estimated cost of $3,839,826. 100% of this is being funded through general funds, through the public funds, I'm sorry. SBC recommended approval for this, as did the governor's office.
Any questions? Okay.
Technical Education Center, Northwest Community College. This project would upgrade and expand the current 40-year-old facility, which contains outdated systems and does not have adequate space for current enrollment levels. Additionally, the college has secured private funding for 3 new technical education faculty and requires space to house these faculties. Increase enrollment in the college's diesel, machine tool, and welding technology programs and provide an industry training center for use by the local employers for skill enhancement and customized training. The project would consist of remodeling 25,795 square foot of existing space and the new construction of 27,205 gross square feet at an estimated cost of $18,850,000. The college intends to fund the proposed improvements through private funding. The $18,850,000 is all public funds. SBC recommended approval for this. The governor concurred.
Boy, that's a generous person out there. That's incredible. Okay, continue.
Before we go to SBC contingency, there is a group right behind that, which is the Albany County Campus, LCCC Albany County Campus. If I could finish up with the colleges and then go back to the SBC fund.
We are familiar with it. Please do it that way.
Okay, sir. LCCC is seeking approval to transfer ownership of the LCCC Albany County Campus property from LCCC Foundation to the LCCC District. In late 2004, the LCCC Foundation built a facility in Albany County for use by LCCC. At the time, this facility was constructed using only foundation funds. Neither commission nor legislative approvals were sought. Since the time of construction, no state major maintenance funding has been earned or has been used on this facility. In 2012, the LCCC Building Authority, with the approval of the Board of Trustees, purchased the foundation's interest in the property and created a new ground lease that transferred full ownership of the property to the LCCC District, a condition which is required for major maintenance consideration. The transfer occurred before the College Commission staff had formulated facility policies to support College Commission rules and therefore did not advise LCCC to bring this transition before the College Commission for action and approval. College Commission staff has now completed the draft policy on facilities and have deemed the type of arrangement, foundation, and or building authority ownership the same effect as if owned by the district and have since advised the LCCC to bring this proposal before the SBC and legislature for retroactive approval of the transfer of ownership since the value of the facility is over $1 million and approval for calculations of major maintenance funds. This change also requires approval from the legislature, thus this request for approval is being made. There is no request for funding of the project, only approval for calculation of major maintenance funds. State Building Commission recommends approval to transfer ownership of the LCCC Albany County Campus properties from LCCC Foundation to the LCCC District, and the governor concurred with the SBC recommendations.
Well, but it says no request for funding, but calculation of major maintenance funds, so there will be money going for this building to LCCC, correct?
Yes, sir, there will be.
And this is that $1.50 per square foot?
Or yes, is that, sir, at 1.5.
So there's 20. How much money is that? It's not, yeah, it's whatever the square footage is times $1.50 per year, correct? Or is,
yes,
that,
sir,
for biennium?
That would be the biennium.
For biennium. Don, do, yeah, we have anything that, you know, with these colleges, it's a wonderful thing that they use totally private money, but, you know, if they just continue to build and then we have the state obligation, you know, we have, well, we authorize them. So did we authorize this one even? Probably not. See, they just went out and built it. No authorization from us. And now they're coming back to us and expect us to pay for the maintenance. That's my summary, pretty short and to the point.
Mr. Chairman, I think that's generally correct. Your decision is now. You can deny this request, and they would still not be eligible for major maintenance funds.
And the other question is, we really don't have anything in our statutes about size of universities other than the authorization part. But if they want to do it privately, do whatever they want, they can grow it at whatever level they want. But they kind of take that on their own without us being involved, correct?
Mr. Chairman, that is correct, other than the authorization. And I think that was part of the reason why, and it wasn't just the community colleges, the University of Wyoming, we had the Barry Center, large private donation, and that's when when the legislature started to add those footnotes about authorization but no major maintenance, and then it grew from that, and it became less consistent.
I guess the other question I would ask, how many other buildings out there in the community college system or the university are in this same situation, and if we do this here, that we will be awfully hard to say no to any others. Do we know?
Mr. Chairman, I believe there are three facilities at the university, the School of Energy Resources, which was largely funded by private energy companies, the Berry Center, and I believe the Fine Arts, because it was a they considered that university resources. On the community college side, I'm not sure, but I suspect that all of the buildings except this one. I guess I shouldn't say that. I think they have some arrangements up in Campbell County where there are privately owned facilities that are not under the strict control of the Community College Commission.
Okay. Any other questions? Okay. Now we can go back to SBC Contingency Fund.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The SBC Contingency Fund, construction management, was created and staffed to assist the State Building Commission in meeting requirements set forth in the statute. These statutes require the State Building Commission to acquire, plan for, repair, and maintain state-owned facilities. Funds in the SBC contingency budget enable construction management to accomplish a number of things: development of building projects through Level 1, reconnaissance studies, and Level 2 feasibility studies as outlined in the Wyoming Public Buildings Construction Program, acquisition of property, emergency repairs to the state's facilities, SBC approved facility repairs, renovations, and upgrades. The State Building Commission Contingency Fund was established as a result of legislation action taken in 2005's general session. This fund is used and replenished on a rotating basis, and monies to maintain the fund and its original levels as requested is necessary. Funding for capital planning ensures efficient and expedient flow of building construction and building renovation projects through the three levels identified in the Wyoming Public Buildings Construction Program. Funds will be used to complete Level 1 and 2 for projects. This will be done under the supervision and direction of construction management. Upon successful completion of this process, funding for Level 3 construction and operation plans will then be requested separately. The general fund, we're asking for $5,061,820 to replenish the fund. The SBC recommended approval from the general fund. And the governor concurred.
Yeah, we've had this in the past. Has this been a general fund that comes in like this under CapCon? Is that how we've done it in the past, Jim?
Mr. Chairman, Jim Chappett, that is correct. We've replenished that pot. That pot was established 05, 06 biennium. It was replenished in 07 and 08. And we're asking for replenishment of that.
How much, could you give us an idea of how the money was spent in the last biennial budget? Well, we're not quite through it, but you don't have to go through it. Just submit that to us so we can see how the money was spent. And then the other thing is, what's the balance in it?
Mr. Chairman, that fund, that contingency fund currently has a balance of $4,437,227.
Okay. And well, there wasn't much spent then this last year and a half, has there?
That pot normally started out at a little over $10 million.
Oh, okay. So it's been building, and it does not revert then?
No, it doesn't.
Okay. Don, is this part of those reversions we were looking at that we never get back once they leave?
Mr. Chairman, that would be included in the list.
In the list, okay. Would you provide that, please, Jim? Thank you. Anything on this committee? Okay, $200,000 for an assessment. Continue.
Right there. Oh, on the request, let me get this. Request that construction management has become aware of the need to assess the condition of our state buildings. The condition assessment and prioritization of needs is outlined extensively in Wyoming Statute 95107 as they related to the State Building Commission. While the statute charges that all state buildings be assessed, construction management has considered initially starting a pilot program on a smaller scale to gain approval and acceptance of the work. along with any refinement of methodologies needed. The assessment could then be extended to a broader group of state facilities. Construction management is anticipating using a method similar to the one recently developed by the School Facilities Department. It is being proposed that the Capitol Complex in Cheyenne be the initial pilot program, comprised of approximately 33 buildings. The variation of the building types and uses can then be used to identify any changes needed in the methodologies. Costs associated with this statutory requirements are as follows. Document a standard condition assessment process for the State of Wyoming buildings at about $75,000. Access the Capitol Complex buildings in accordance with the approved standardized process and statute requirements at $100,000 or approximately 5 cents per square foot. Contingency allowing for unknowns above the final assessment scope, along with three formal in-person presentations to the State Building Commission or legislative committees as needed for about $25,000. Our request is $200,000 for the general fund. These funds will contribute to the agency's goal of improving efficiencies. And if I could add, Mr. Chairman, the assessments that we're looking at, we have not, there has not been an assessment that we are aware of in at least the last 10 years. And this is, as far as the statute reads, this is a statute, this is a assessment that should be done annually, which may be a little bit cost prohibitive, but we feel we should be doing one probably every 2 or 3 years at least.
Okay.
On all state buildings.
Okay. Jim, you have something to add?
Mr. Chairman, Jim Chaput, I think this might go back to Senator Meyer's request for an assessment of the Hershner building, and I just think that this is a process we should go through. Like I say, that's a pilot program. We wanted to start it in the Cheyenne area and hopefully expand this statewide.
Okay. Senator Meyer.
I guess a follow-up on that, if you were going to do something, I mean, on a rotating basis, at least look at every building every 3 years or something, what's your best guess about what that would cost annually, or are we just too early in the process?
Oh, yeah.
You know, it probably is a little early, Senator Meyer.
Yeah.
But Ian had indicated that when school facilities did a similar thing, they spent a few million dollars doing it. I think it was somewhere around $2 or $3 million. If I remember right.
Mr. Chairman, I think what was really brought up to, I think, to light was that there are some things like, you know, sealants and window sealants and door sealants and things that if you don't do a comprehensive thing, but you look at, like, the wear parts of a building, let's say, you know, like you look at the wear parts of your car and look at your tread and whether you got to replace your tires. There are some things that are on buildings that maybe need a quicker frequency, you know, and you have to check them, because if you don't, you got big problems. It's the old Fram oil filter argument, you know. And I think that if we could come up with some type of a scheduled inspection on those things that are considered wear parts that could be problematic that lead to huge capital outlays in the future, we really need to get on top of those, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, thank you.
Senator Meyer, just to make a comment, one of the things that we're looking for as we start to do these assessments is just that. You know, as we spend major maintenance money on a lot of these facilities, we have no idea what the status of those buildings are. This gives us a great opportunity after we get through this pilot program to be able to go out throughout the state, look at all our state buildings, have a better sense of what we're truly spending our money on. And you're absolutely right. When you talk about facilities, we truly don't know how well our facilities are being managed, because we really don't have, quote, facility managers at all of our buildings. So this will give us a great opportunity to, as a platform, to move out and start to work toward what you're talking about. So.
Okay. Ian, did you have something to add on cost on that?
Mr. Chairman, Ian Cattelier, Construction Management. And to answer Senator Meyer's question, I believe we would see a cost similar to what we're proposing here, about 5 cents a square foot. The consultants that we're working with have just done this for the state of Minnesota, which is a little bit different than school facilities, Mr. Chairman, because the state as a whole owns so many different types of buildings.
Right.
So we would want to refine those methodologies, but they would look exactly at the things that you mentioned, Senator Meyer, the envelope, the machinery, those things that get where and assess deferred maintenance and prioritize our deferred maintenance, and that's the whole scope of the project.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
Okay, committee.
Okay, next.
Wyoming Military Department.
Okay.
We go to page 67, Afton Armory Construction. This request is for $13,400,000 in federal spending authority. It is required to complete level 3 design and construction for the Afton Armory. Matching general funds were requested and appropriated in the 2013 and 14 biennial budget request in the amount of $3,275,000. During the 2011-12 supplemental budget request, $125,000 was appropriated to purchase land at a new location. In coordination with the community, county, and ANI Construction Management Office, the new site has been acquired for the Army, with actions continuing to consolidate additional boundary properties. The current facilities are outdated for current training functions, vehicle storage, and use as an emergency shelter. The new construction will provide modern facilities for unit training and ensure the readiness for the equipment to support both federal and state needs. That $13,400,000, 100%, is federally funded. Priority number one for the military will improve the department's performance measures of provide the best training facilities for our soldiers and airmen, modernize and maintain armories to better support state emergencies for use as command centers, staging areas, shelters, housing, feeding responders, and use for the community resident activities. State Building Commission recommends approval of $13,400,000 in federal funds for the Afton Readiness Center. The governor recommended approval.
Any questions? Continue.
Regional Training Institute Level 3 Construction, Wyoming Military. This request is for $31 million in federal spending authority, required to complete Level 3 construction of the Regional Training Institute at Camp Guernsey, Wyoming. During the 2013-14 biennial budget request, $3,100,000 in federal spending authority was appropriated for the design. This new Regional Training Institute will enhance the ability of Camp Guernsey to deliver training efficiency effectively and to qualify military members in their respective courses for mission development. This project will provide the appropriate class training rooms, equipment storage, administrative space, housing, dining facility, and additional support facilities necessary. $31 million is 100% federal funding. This is the number two priority to improve the department's performance measures of 100% training mission accomplishments. We will provide the best training facilities for our soldiers and airmen. State Building Commission recommended approval in federal funds for the regional training, and the governor recommended approval.
Continue.
Wyoming Military Department Armory Maintenance statewide. This request is for $4,800,000 is required to address the agency's facility maintenance backlog. The $2,400,000 in general funds will be matched with federal funds to accomplish facilities maintenance projects that will eliminate the 393 work order backlog. Repairs and upgrades include, but are not limited to, heating, ventilating, and air conditioning, interior and exterior lightings, doors and windows, parking lot repaving, compound security fencing. The funding is required to ensure the agency overcomes the growing maintenance backlog and achieve a level of service capability for the facilities to the communities and for soldier support. Capital outlay. Funding source, $2,400,000 from the general fund, $2,400,000 from the federal fund. This is priority number three, will improve the department's performance measures of provide the best training facilities for our soldiers and airmen, modernize and maintain armories to better support state emergencies for use as command centers, staging areas, shelters, housing, feeding, responders, and use for community resident activities. The SBC recommends approval of the $2,400,000 in general funds and $2,400,000 in federal funds for the armories maintenance statewide. Governor's recommendation The governor recommend denial of the $2,400,000 in general fund and the $2,400,000 in federal funds.
And the committee's had a lot of discussion on this issue, and I know Senator Hastert is looking at different things. General, do you have any comments you'd like to make? I know you presented some additional information to us on your maintenance component, and you know if you have anything you'd like to say, please.
Mr. Chairman, my name is Major General Reiner. I command the Wyoming Military Department. That was a good description for what we're asking for. What I would add is that the request would be to spend it at $500,000 per year for the next 5 years. The intent is that we match the federal dollar. The armories that we maintain, to put a federal dollar into them, you need to have a state dollar to match against it. And so for us to leverage the federal dollars that are available, it's important to have a match. Where this number comes from is much as Senator Meyer was asking for the status of the reports. So the military does have a way to do that, and it's called our ISR, or Installation Status Report. And so we have gone out, looked at all the armories, evaluated them, punched in the condition into this report, and it really tells us what our deferred maintenance is. And that's where the level it comes out at is right, $4.9 million. At our current rate, we're growing that about $700,000 per year. And so this is a two-pronged approach for us. We'd like to take care of the backlog through this method, and then we also have a corresponding personnel request so we don't keep going further in the hole.
1 second. Senator Hastert.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. General Reiner, did I recall that that there not only did you have some $4 million in the backlog, but that what is the what are you accruing per year now in backlog maintenance cost expenses?
General?
Mr. Chairman, Senator Hastert, currently every year we go $700,000 more in deferred maintenance, so we think that number grows to that level every year.
Okay, you have a follow-up, John? Okay. General, I attended the Transportation Standing Committee meeting in Riverton, and we were talking about major maintenance there and some other bills that committee was working on. Do they have a committee bill that deals with any of these issues about maintenance?
Mr. Chairman, this request is in a direct response to an interim study required of my transportation committee, really looking at how to fund this backlog of maintenance that we have and to take care of it in the long run. And so this is exactly what we were discussing. There is a bill that is in the wings to address this same request, should it be not approved through the budget process.
Did the committee approve the bill? We can find out.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, to the best of my knowledge, yes.
So then it is out there and it will be discussed. Okay. Did it come up with an appropriation in the bill? Do you recall? I think it did. That was my recollection.
Mr. Chairman, yes. In fact, we've seen the fiscal estimate.
Okay. Okay, any other questions of the general? Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Continue.
Department of Agriculture, completion of livestock pavilion and show center. These buildings were constructed to serve as multi-purpose facilities for livestock buildings during the annual state fair and for events of all types during the year. They are currently filling these intended roles, but usage is often limited due to lack of permanent hard surface flooring. The addition of flooring, plumbing, and electrical services to the exhibit floor of the building will make them fully capable of handling trade shows or exhibits of all types. The estimated cost figures derived from the A&I construction management is from JKC Engineering. The cost for that is $785,000 from the general fund. This is priority number one under the Department of Agriculture. Will improve the division's performance measures relating to education by providing a venue for events such as expositions and trade shows that serve the public needs for information gathering and dissemination. Priority one will also improve the division's performance measures relating to customer service by providing a venue with the features and services necessary to provide professional exposition and trade shows consistently for repeat customers. The SBC recommends approval of the $785,000 in general funds for improvements to the Livestock Pavilion and Show Center. The governor concurred with that recommendation.
You know, one thing, Alan, I don't know, Don, on some of these funding mechanisms, you know, I have all these accounts out there, the Omnibus Land Fund. A question of Brett. Brett, did the governor go through and look at other revenues or avenues of funding besides the general fund and all of these, you know, some of these other accounts and trust accounts we have?
Mr. Chairman, the budget division did not present that information of that nature to the governor for his consideration.
Okay, well, you know, we might look at that. I don't know if there's any of them available, but that's what they're for, and we might check and see if any of these fit into that category. Don?
Mr. Chairman, there is approximately $1.9 million to the Omnibus Permanent Land Income Fund that would be eligible. It is usually, and in fact by statute, used for the old DAFC buildings. In other words, health, corrections, family services. So there are three projects that would be potential for that. The electric fence in Rollins, the boys' school in Warland, and the what I'll call the settling in the north facility, I believe, in the state pen.
Rollins. Yeah. Okay. Continue.
Attorney General. Practical skills outbuilding at Wyoming Law Enforcement Academy. The Wyoming Law Enforcement Academy is tasked with providing basic training for our state's peace and detention officers. The structure of this basic training is to establish a foundation of knowledge for these officers to effectively meet the many demanding challenges of their jobs. The traditional path of imparting their knowledge base has been through lecture with a classroom environment. However, knowledge taught in the classroom has to translate into skills used in the field, and a vital component in the evaluation of an officer's comprehension is to require them to effectively apply this knowledge into a scenario-based practical skill setting. This practical skill training can consist of unknowns and high-risk vehicle stops, building searches, domestic disturbance calls, proper application of their use of fence of force options, crime scene investigation, and domestic terrorism, to name a few. In addition, WLEA also provides advanced training for our veteran officers to provide an avenue to meet their continued certification requirements. Elements of the training can include the application and evaluation of practical skills training to include perishable skills such as responding to an active shooter, the clearing of a building, court security, and the proper application of the use of force. Due to the current limitations of the existing facility, the WLEA is dependent on local businesses and organizations to provide realistic environments to conduct practical training and evaluations. If the local organization site is unavailable, the realistic component is compromised using a less-than-ideal environment to conduct such practical skills training. For example, hands-on training in response to crime scene management, a call of domestic violence, or building search may have to occur in the limited space of a dormitory room. The purpose of this request is to seek funding for the completion of a Level 3 design and construction of a facility to adequately meet the current and future demands of providing critical practical skills training for both basic and advanced training. As a result of a Level 1 and 2 assessment, the preliminary project budget for the Level 3 design and construction is estimated at a cost of $424,500. Project description and site design is attached. The $424,500 is requested from the general fund. The justification, funding for this project will allow WLE to continue to provide legislatively mandated basic training courses as well as advanced training courses at a consistently high level training and evaluation. The SBC recommends approval for the $424,500 in the general fund, and the governor recommended approval for this project.
You know, Mel, what we're going to do, committee, I've looked at most of these, the narratives. Unless you all want us, Mel, to continue to go through the narratives, I think we'd just kind of speed it up a little bit. Have you all looked at the narratives, committee? Is that all right with everybody? You want to slow it down further? Okay, well, we've got an office for you that I'll talk to you about on Saturday morning, Senator Perkins. Okay, continue.
Mr. Chairman, I guarantee I can make this a little quicker for you.
Okay.
States, parks, cultural resources. Hold on 1 second. Did I lose that? Yeah. This is the Carissa Mine. The Carissa Mine, the estimated cost for this project is approximately $1,942,800 from the general fund. The request relates to the performance measures number one, preservation, and serves as a protected as a protect an important structure that has become a flagship in the area. The SBC recommended approval of this for the general fund. The governor's office recommended disapproval.
Anybody have any questions on the Carissa? This is the one Senator Meyer and I agreed with him about. Some of the costs for little old booster pump were pretty high. So, Senator Meyer.
They gave me some updated information. I was looking for it, but it still looked like it was probably pretty high. And I ran it across some engineers over at the Select Water Committee, and they said they'd love to have that contract. So, you know, I think we can pass on this one. But there is a need to make sure that that particular asset is protected for fire. You got a local fire district about 7 or 8 miles away. It's okay in the summer, but in the winter that the thing would probably just burn down. So, you know, there may be some discussions that we can have between now and markup or the floor and see whether or not we can come up with something to give them some type of protection. But at this point in time, I don't think it's in a structure that we can pass on it.
Okay. Any other questions? Continue with State Parks.
Yes, sir. State Parks Health and Safety. Health and Safety has authorization to expend the revenue collected per the legislature. States the funds received by the department for the sale of permits shall be deposited into the capital fund construction account and may be expended by the department for capital construction projects. You're looking at $4 million is a funding source, $500,000, so it's $4,500,000 special revenue, and 11% of that is federal fund revenue.
Is anyone here from State Parks? I don't think so. Yeah, I think that in the past we've probably had a similar situation. Haven't we, Kurt? You were here before, Mr. Co-Chair, where we took the revenues we think we're going to get, and then we utilized to maintain the park. That's pretty consistent, isn't it? People are nodding their heads. Okay, continue. Territorial Prison?
State Parks Territorial Prison. The Division of State Parks Historic seeks authorization to expend the revenue collected at the Wyoming Territorial Prison for the sale of interest permits. $210,000. The SBC recommends approval. The governor recommended approval.
Okay. Water-related facilities.
Division of State Parks Historic Parks seeks authorization to expend the revenue collected, which is an amount of revenue collected for fuels used in motor boats. You're looking at $2 million. The SBC recommends approval, and the governor's office recommended approval.
Okay, we're through with State Parks. Game and Fish Commission.
Game and Fish Commission, water-related facilities. The Wildlife Forensic Fish Pathology Lab. Purpose of this project is to provide adequate office space, lab space for wildlife, forensic, fish health, and big game. They're requesting $4,100,000 in the general fund. SBC recommended approval. The governor denied the recommendation.
Is this the, and I know Scott's here, is this the existing, the old, what they call the Well Dog building in Laramie? Is that what this is, Scott? Okay, is there anything you want to say about this?
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, Scott Talbot, Director of the Game and Fish Department. This is our wildlife forensics lab. This is the lab that we do the work to identify not only specific animals in poaching incidents, but also in human-wildlife conflicts when grizzly bears have mortally injured folks both in Yellowstone, Montana, and Wyoming. This lab produces those results to positively identify those animals. In addition to that, this lab does the work on our fish health pathology to ensure pathogens such as whirling disease and other aquatic invasive species do not get imported to the state of Wyoming. And this is a lab that we utilize to age big game teeth.
Any questions of Scott?
Thanks,
Scott. Brett, you know, we may have asked this before, and I know the governor has some pretty good reasons why he denied it. Could you share them with us again?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Specifically with respect to this request, he was frustrated by the number of various labs that exist and inquired of...
including the one that just kind of had a self-implosion.
That's correct. And I think he made an inquiry, if I recall, of initially the university, and then I think Game and Fish stepped forward to do a comprehensive review of all of the various laboratories that the state owns and or operates, and that report was provided to the governor. The finding, as I recall, and Mr. Talbot may want to speak to this as well, was that there are no redundancies in these various labs that are maintained and operated by the state and its various agencies. And the other thing that came out in the course of this review was the primary concern for Game and Fish, as we understood it, was changing requirements and standards that were ultimately going to come down and dictate their ability to have the lab certified. But the indications in the material that we received was that that was down the road, and the concerns might come to pass probably 4, 5, or 6 years into the future. So that's essentially what, and all of that information was contained in the report that they provided. The report was fairly comprehensive and very helpful. So that's essentially why the governor arrived at the conclusion that he did, I think, believing ultimately that we would have time to sort through some of the issues that this particular lab was dealing with or potentially would be dealing with down the road.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, that is correct, and federal certification, there's a move afoot right now on a federal basis to certify all labs, and we're looking at that, as Mr. Jones mentioned, in the future. It's off a little ways, perhaps 5 to 7 years before those federal regulations come down, but we were looking at this opportunity, and Director Jason Furnio with the Department of Ag is also faced with a similar situation with their lab that they also have in the University of Wyoming.
Who owns the building? Does anybody know?
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Muniz.
Laramie Economic Development owns the building.
So then this is one of those deals where, whoa, we gave the money to them in the first place. And then they built the building, and now we're going to let them sell it and put the money back in their pocket again. Am I missing something?
I have no response to that.
We had a discussion about this yesterday, I think. It's interesting that this would come up the next day. Representative Burkhart.
Mr. Chairman, just a quick question. Thank you. Director Talbot, how big is this building, square feet?
You know, one of the things is, I guess, it's one thing when we start with state money, we sell it with state money, we build it with state money, and we turn around and buy it back with state money to do it again. But if you did it to private sector, you know, I guess that would ease the pain a little bit, but if there is any pain.
Mr. Chairman, Representative, this building is 6,000, it says 6,000 additional square feet.
Well, it's got to be more than 6,000 for $4 million. I got a couple of buildings I'll sell you in Riverton for a lot less, Scott. We'll move you up there.
Mr. Chairman, if you give me just a minute, I have it right here. Mr. Chairman, Representative, this building 17,000 square feet.
Okay. Okay, any other questions of Scott?
Mr. Chairman? Yeah, Mr. Chairman.
Senator Hastert.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Scott, you guys are currently in a building or room, or what are you currently using? You're using something in the university right now?
Mr. Chairman, Senator, currently we're in a room on the third floor of the biosciences building at the University of Wyoming. That's about 2,900 square feet.
And Mr. Chairman, I'm assuming that's when it was outgrown quite some time ago.
Mr. Chairman, Senator, quite some time ago.
And in fairness to you, Scott, you know, it's not your, it has nothing to do with you, what you're trying to accomplish, getting caught up in this other debate. So, yeah. Okay.
Mr. Chairman?
Yeah, Senator Perkins.
I have a question about that. On this lab, I mean, because of the nature of it, do you have to do, I mean, do you have issues with, I mean, you have issues with regard to chain of evidence and other things like that because of the nature of some of the material that comes out of this? Is that pretty vital?
Mr. Chairman, Senator, absolutely. This is our law enforcement lab. We do cases around the West and certainly cases for ourselves, but chain of custody and locking up that evidence is crucial to the function of this lab.
And Mr. Chairman, I mean, and obviously you're doing that now, and I'm just wondering, are there certain issues that arise? Is that one of the issues that arise with the certification issues with the feds as well as probably other things? I'd just be interested just a little bit more about that.
Mr. Chairman, Senator, no, I don't believe that at this time the chain of custody and the securing of those materials is that critical. More of the issue of concern at hand is the amount of space around the different equipment that's performing those tests and the concern of having overflow of chemicals and that type of stuff onto other tests that are immediately next to it.
But Mr. And when I say chain of custody, I mean what you're talking about, and I think that's the concern, is you've got cross-contamination and other things like that, that if that goes in, it not only can screw up a case, it can bring into question your findings because there's things in there, ends up being things in there that you wouldn't expect to find.
Mr. Chairman, Senator, absolutely. In addition to that, we do have some freezers that we keep evidence in at our regional office that are off-site. So having all of that stuff in one facility, there would be a tremendous advantage to doing that.
Mr. Chairman, do you have to haul, that work there, carcasses up to this third-floor lab periodically, or...?
Mr. Chairman, Senator, oftentimes portions of carcasses, but seldom entire carcasses.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, we would be glad to give you a tour of this facility sometime during the legislative session if you would like to take a few moments and go to Laramie. It's actually fascinating, the type of DNA and forensics work that takes place here. This lab is literally leading the world.
That'd be a good idea. We make so many decisions, we never really get to see what we're looking at. Thanks for offering that. Any other questions?
Mr. Chairman, coordinate that with a men's basketball game, maybe.
Or girls. Okay. All right. Please continue and stick around. There may be some other questions, Scott, because I think you're on board for a little bit.
The Horse Creek welding elk fence. This is approximately 118 acres of land adjacent to the Wyoming Game and Fish Commission's Horse Creek Wildlife Habitat. Past 2 years, there have been problems with elk getting on the property. They propose to install an 8-foot-high elk fence around the entire property for a cost of $100,000 from the general fund. SPC recommends approval. Governor also recommended approval.
Any questions? Okay.
Story Hatchery Mead Coffin Diversion Repair. The Story Hatchery is located along the east slope of the Bighorns. This diversion is degrading with issues of head cutting and sourcing to a point that it needs to be repaired and is at risk of failure. They're requesting $435,000 from the general fund. SBC recommends approval. The governor denied that project.
You know, Scott, it seems to me that this might be more important than the elk fence, but where were your priorities on these two?
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, the elk fence is a situation in Jackson where that property is already fenced on two sides due to elk damage and depredation. And with the advent of wolves moving into that area, those elk are moved from the Horse Creek feed ground to the Camp Creek feed ground and often get pushed off onto this private property. And so it it builds a very tenuous situation, not only for the landowner, but for the department. And so certainly that is an issue that we're concerned about. This particular project also is a project, and certainly fish hatcheries don't work very well without water. And if this diversion is not repaired, we'll certainly have to, that will kick into an emergency situation, if you will. But I'm not sure that I can tell you one is more of a priority than the other. Both of them need to be accomplished, and if we don't get funding, we'll be looking at other sources.
The owner of the 118 acres in Jackson, is that a relatively new owner, or is that one of these generational families?
Mr. Chairman, that particular individual has been there, I believe, for at least 30 years.
You know, 118 acres in Jackson is worth more than 118 acres in Riverton. Anyway, not that I had any subtle comment there. Go ahead, please, and continue.
The WIC WHMA, Carlson Creek.
Representative Wallace.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. On the Story Hatchery situation, because that is also involving an irrigation district, was there any ability to use our water development accounts that help repair those kind of things?
Mr. Chairman, Representative, I'm sure there may be some ability to do that, and we have not checked into that at this point. We can do that.
Okay. Continue.
The WIC, WHMA, Carlson Creek, and Hewitt Ditch Pipeline. This has approximately 800 acres of irrigated meadows. These provide spring habitat for pronghorn, mule deer, elk, etc. They need to address the fact of a new head gate and pipeline for about a half of a mile. This request is for $1 million. SBC recommends approval for that, and the governor's office also denied that project. I'm sorry.
Senator Perkins.
Just out of curiosity, do we know if this head gate and this irrigation canal, does that assist are there other ag users along that ditch or canal that use that? Do we know?
Mr. Chairman, Senator,
yes, there are.
And this is actually a joint project, and the total cost is $1 million, but adjoining landowners to make the water delivery on this project more efficient have volunteered to cover 25% of the cost.
Mr. Chairman, I was just wondering about that. I mean, that's another one of those things that, I mean, we're using money out of the I know Jerry Geis would kill me, but we're using money out of water all the time to repair irrigation ditches and canals, and it's just another potential source to get some of this stuff done since it's got a broader benefit than just game and fish.
Don't know. Where's it at?
Mr. Chairman, this is right near Elk Mountain, right off the interstate there at Wagon Hill Creek.
Okay. Please continue.
Improve electrical supply to the Boulder Rearing Station. This currently is a single-phase electrical system. They're requesting to include a three-phase generator to support the facility during outages. $385,000 from the general fund. SBC recommends approval, and the governor recommended denying that project.
Question? Okay.
American Disabilities Act compliant comfort stations at 10 locations. Game and fish. Rearing stations, hatcheries, wildlife habitats, areas, public areas, are requesting the new comfort stations for these areas. There are a number of these that they're requesting at a number of, at the 10 different areas at a cost of $400,000 from the general fund. SBC recommends approval, and the governor also recommended approval of this project.
Questions? What happens if we don't comply?
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, I don't know that we would be required to comply. It would just making those facilities ADA compliant.
are these facilities where they have reasonable access to get to in terms, I mean, in the area they're in, it's not a, you don't have to hike in 30 miles to get to them?
Mr. Chairman, that's correct.
By road access?
Yeah, these would be facilities very similar to the facility that's along the Bighorn River right there at the north end of the Wind River Canyon, where folks can access that and get out onto the river.
Talking about wetting of the waters?
That's correct.
Okay, thank you. I guess that's it for Game and Fish. Any other questions of Scott? Thanks, Scott.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee.
DFS.
Department
Boys
Family
School.
Department of Family Services, a new school building. They're requesting.
You know, Mel, we went through this the other day at length,
okay.
Yesterday, in fact. Anybody have any questions of Mel on this one? Okay, continue.
Very good. University of Wyoming, engineering building renovation and expansion. University requests $7,900,000 from a previously existing general fund appropriation to complete level 1-2 planning for new facilities for the College of Engineering and Applied Sciences, level 3 design and construction documents sufficient to enable bidding for the construction of new facilities.
Anybody here from the university? Taking a lot for granted. Okay.
That request was for $7,900,000 from the general fund. SBC recommends approval. The governor concurred with the SBC and recommends approval also.
Okay.
University of Wyoming Infrastructure and Long-Range Development Plan. University of Wyoming requests $8,750,000 from the general fund appropriation to complete the planning and construction of two major infrastructure improvements to the campus. Infrastructure Phase 2, new water wells, $6 million. Long-Range Development Plan, King Street Rehab, $2,750,000. The general fund request is for $8,750,000. The SBC recommended approval. The governor recommended approval of $6 million in general funds and $2,750,000 from the infrastructure and long-range development plan.
Any questions? And I've had some serious concerns about the money for the wells and the expense there and better ways to do it and what to do there, but I'm continuing to have that discussion with the university, so... We'll see where that goes. Okay, continue.
University of Wyoming classroom adaptation. Again, another request. They're requesting $8 million from the general fund. The SBC recommended approval. The governor also recommended approval for $4 million from the general fund and denial of the remaining $4 million for classroom adaptation.
Anybody have any questions on this? Brett, are we better off to not pay any of it than to go halfway on something? If you look at their requests, how do you split it in half?
Mr. Chairman, I think the governor's recommendation is focused at trying to help the university address this particular issue, just not at the same pace that they were recommending. In terms of how you would split it across the table that they've outlined here, I'm not certain how that might be done.
Well, Brett, is it something that we're trying to hit a home run where a bunt single might work? And I mean, I'm trying to maybe Representative Moniz could comment on this a little bit more. And we're going to have the university in here Monday. We can sure ask them some more of these questions, but help me out, somebody.
Mr. Chairman, I think that'd be good to just wait till we see them and ask them.
Brett?
What their approach might be to this.
Brett?
Mr. Chairman, just a reminder, when they were in here before, there was quite a bit of conversation around this, but visiting with them again on Monday with this might provide some additional clarification. You might recall that Mr. Mai spoke to this, I think, in several different ways.
And which building is this again? Is this the classroom building? Is this in general? Anybody remember? It's the old classroom building? That's what I thought it was. Okay. Okay. Please continue.
University of Wyoming, Sears Sky Economic Development and Business Incubation, requesting $350,000 from the general fund to support level 2 planning for the technology park in Laramie. SBC recommended denial of $350,000 from the general fund and the government and the governor recommended denying this project also.
Yeah, in case we see this again, Mel, do you have any idea how much the what kind of a building we're looking at, how much money is, size? I have no idea what this is. I guess we could ask the university about that one, too.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
That's really good.
Partnership facility.
Community College Partnership Facility, Laramie County Community College, Albany County Campus, requesting approximately $800,000 from the general fund. SPC recommended approval for this, and the governor recommended denying this project.
Any questions? Okay. Thank you. Moving on. Corbett Pool.
Corbett Pool Swimming Diving Facility, University of Miami, requests $500,000 in Level 2 planning funds for additional to the intercollegiate swimming and diving facilities at the Corbett Building.
That's one I think we ought to visit a little bit more about, get that thing maybe started. Do we have any idea? Has anyone told you about the costs of our pool over there if we do it in a reasonable, conservative manner? Do you have any idea, Mel?
Mr. Chairman, I do not. Let me check with Dennis.
Mr. Co-Chair, do you have that number? Off the top of your head, I bet
just,
you do.
Around $20 million is the number I've been hearing
and is this,
the last couple of years.
And this is, we'll put them in a level of all the other comparable
exactly.
schools. Okay. Okay.
Emerson Building Data Center. This request is for $2 million. To do an electrical upgrade for the Emerson Building to support the data center. This is requesting this through the general fund. SPC recommended approval of this project. The governor's office recommended approval of this project also.
Questions? Okay. Corrections.
WMCI build out, Department of Corrections.
We had that yesterday, Mel. Okay. We went through it.
Very good.
We know where we are. Okay. We went through the stabilization. Do you have anything to add from your perspective as a construction management on the stabilization?
Other than, Mr. Chairman, we are in the process of starting. We just signed contracts for that stabilization to start. We do have a series of wells there. They're being monitored constantly. In the early spring, we should have a better sense if we're seeing any true movement. Hopefully, the project that we're getting ready to start now will help support the structure a little bit better as far as getting concrete around the building, stabilizing the building to some extent. And then in the spring, as I said, we'll see if we're having some success with that.
You know what? And I've done a little building in my lifetime, and you know what I'm hearing. You know, we got that water flow on top of some bedrock down there, and we understand that, and we understand that you have laminar flow, and we built the first one. It was right on top of the laminar flow, and it just blew out like blow sand, and you had those issues. But this one's a little different. And from what they said yesterday, the director of corrections was talking about, it's almost like you built the prison below the water, and the water just drains in. I know that's not exactly the case, but it's a more of a water, surface water containment issue. I mean, is that what we're looking at? And if that's the case, you know, $3.5 million is way too much money to take care of an issue like that. Go ahead, Jim.
Mr. Chairman, Jim Chappett. We looked into this. We've been working on this project for quite some time. Originally, Director Lampert came in with this $3.5 million request to underpin that building. We got the engineers involved, had a meeting. The final question of the meeting was, is this underpinning going to correct the problem? Is that a guarantee? And the answer was no. So our direction to the engineers was, let's get the water away from the building. We've got obviously a problem with gravel courtyards. There's a lot of water going into the ground around the building. Let's get the water away from the building, continue to monitor the building, and see if the movement stops. We did drill some test bores down to bedrock. There's no evidence of water flowing under the building. So our suspicion is that it is actually water from the surface water that's creating a problem.
You've drilled some monitoring wells. You know, when you, When you drill down, how far is it till you get to bedrock with a backhoe? Can you get to with a backhoe, or do you have to use a rig?
We used a rig.
So how deep is bedrock?
I believe it was 28 feet.
Yeah. Did you do some flow test, you know, some kind of a water analysis, I mean, water flow rate test to see what that, how much water was there and moving and all that, or?
Mr. Chairman, there was no water moving.
No water. Well, then it sure as heck is in water flow down on the top of the bedrock.
That's the reason we did it. We wanted to find out the cause before we spent the money underpinning.
Really, that's an interesting approach. Find out what's causing it before we spend the money. I like that. So we'll stay tuned on this one then.
Mr. Chairman, we would like to find the problem
We don't really need to have the money until we figure out what the heck we're doing. Okay.
Well, I guess Director Lampert's request was to have that money in reserve in case that we have a catastrophe.
Didn't he have a couple of other pots of money that had been sitting around a long time for some other issues that he had that he was requesting extension? What was that, Don? I'm trying to remember.
Mr. Chairman, he had a lot of vacancy savings, which he provided the committee with a proposal to use for a retention incentive program. And then he also had some pots of money for upgrades at the Honor Farm that were unexpended appropriations
right,
from
farm,
5 or 6 years
that's
ago.
That's what they were. Take it out of Riverton. I didn't say that. Okay. Any other questions on that? Fence detection system. We heard that could be have some other money used for that. We've talked about that, Mel. No sense to go into that one. And that's it. Wait a minute. Okay. Any other questions while we have the expertise of the Construction Management Division in front of us here? Senator Meyer.
Have you guys been part and parcel, integral to the whole capital renovation, rehabilitation thing? Know that frontwards and backwards?
Yes, sir, Mr. Chairman. Senator Meyer, we do. We have Suzanne Norton here. She's our in-house architect, project coordinator for that project. So if you need an update or have questions, we surely can answer them for you.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I got a couple of short ones, if you don't mind. I'm just wondering about whether this project can be phased to the extent that we do the Herschler renovations and all of the extra building and the entryway and all of that stuff in a separate thing. I know. I guess when I was looking at the presentation, first thing we do is we get all the utility structures in. That's the first phase, and then the next phase could it be rather than working on the capital, work on all of the Herschler stuff? And in that, I'm just wondering, if the worst case scenario, if you find rust and black mold behind all of the stones, what could that cost? What could that shoe be dropping on the floor? Is it 20 million, 50 million, 80 million to replace all the skin and you got rusted superstructure that those things are bolted to? Is the building shot? You know, worst case scenario on that.
Well, Mr. Chairman, Senator Meyer, I'm going to let Suzanne Norton answer that for you.
Chairman, Senator Meyer, I would say at this point that's all work that we're right in front of us. Working closely. Do I need to move this way? That way?
Come here.
That's right. That's our Jimmy Mathis deal, yeah. It's Jenny Mathis. Yeah, yeah. Johnny Mathis Day at the legislature.
Thank you.
Yeah.
We're studying all of this right now as we speak. We're working on what sequences might work best for the state. We know we need to keep state business moving at the pace that it moves at. We're working and planning right now, and I think it might be foolish to throw worst-case numbers out there because we really don't know. It's just a concern at this point. There's not necessarily any evidence other than the observation that a precast building has a material in it that's used to seal things, the joint sealant, the caulking, whatever you want to call it, that is something that deteriorates over time. and sometimes it's hard to tell when the right time to do that is preventative maintenance is. Your leaks may start as something very, very small that don't let much water in. But from the perspective of the design team that's coming in and looking, they see that as a potential liability to that building, and they just want to make sure that everything's okay before we plan too much more. And we're getting investigation underway right away.
Mr. Chairman, another follow-up. They talked about doing some more probes on the Capitol building. What are they trying to find there? Because I thought we had this thing x-rayed and sonogrammed and everything else, and we were done. But what probes are they trying? What are they trying to find wrong with it now?
Mr. Chairman, Senator Meyer, we're not trying to find anything more that's wrong. We just know what we think we found as far as available chases and things to permit us to create the infrastructure that needs to be put in place to get heating, cooling, and ventilation to all spaces within the Capitol rather than the limited spaces that are cooled and heated have ventilation right now. So this chase, say, over here in the corner, we think that it's open, the x-rays and the non-destructive evaluation that went on appears that that's feasible for us. But now is the time to take a closer look and make sure that, you know, there isn't a slab of concrete stuck in there somewhere that needs to be addressed somehow. That's one type of the probes that they're proposing. The other type is more a discovery of the history of the interior finishes. We know that we're probably going to repaint every surface that's painted right now, and there'll be scaffolding in place to provide access to all the places that need painted. We'll choose at some point the decorative motifs, whether we go back to original or whether we keep what's current. Regardless of that, there'll be paint in place, and we would like to do a little research to help us determine which is most appropriate.
Mr. Chairman, that, another question that was we were trying to figure out what the actual value of the footings were over there. So I guess in a comparison, if you were going to build, I think that building within Herschler, which was what, was that about 40,000 square feet additional in that
range? About 56,000 square feet.
56,000 square feet. So if you were going to build a 56,000-square-foot office building in St. Mary's or at the Pioneer thing, what's the value of the footers if you had to put in new footers? So, if everything stays the same in the Herschler and you just build a separate office building, how much are you giving away if you build a whole separate state office building?
Mr. Chairman, Senator, there is a considerable value that is already there in place. One thing that I don't think that was brought to your attention during that presentation the other day is that those footings were actually developed for the state library. So they would be sized for a considerable load over just a standard state office building.
Yeah. They said designed for seven stories
of library load.
Wow.
Yeah, I think a different way to ask that same question is if you were going to build a standalone building, Pioneer or St. Mary's, for 56,000 square foot, what's the cost? And then what is the cost that you have for the Herschler with what you have? That's the way I would look at it.
That is on our to-do list of taking a closer look at that.
You get our memo or letter?
I haven't received your memo yet.
We can hand deliver it to you.
It is on our to-do list to analyze the economy of scale that we would gain by doing this sort of construction while there's already a project underway versus building new.
Yeah, and when you look at that, too, another way to analyze it is there's a certain amount of things you're going to have to do to the Herschler building anyway because it's 30 years old. So that's an amount of money, and I think that has to be in that equation. If you're really going to compare, I mean, to me, logically, it looks like you go in there and fix a problem you have, Herschler building, in terms of age. If you utilize a building that was poorly designed from the get-go and the space hasn't properly been designed, and so, but you got to quantify that relative to the other options, and that's what we ask you here. And that was a question that I was looking for an answer to be able to get those comparisons.
Mr. Jim? Chairman, not only the footers, but a standalone building would also require separate HVAC systems and infrastructure for that.
Yeah, you got sewer. I mean, all of the stuff you got to do to it. One with the parking, we're gonna eliminate the parking on the west side, that entryway, and there gonna be, is there gonna be an entryway to the underground on the north side? That's what I thought. That's what I thought. We come in from the north. Okay. Any other questions on the? And we do have a list here for you, and to try to respond to that as we move forward on this. And Management Council, I'm sure, would you have possibly answers to all these and everything when we get to Management Council on the 7th, I believe,
Mr. Chairman, yes.
And on the Safeway building itself, is that going to be demolished for kind of lay-down space and parking? And
Mr. Chairman, Co-Chairman, that does seem to be the recommendation of the task force so far. I believe that would also be Construction Management's recommendation.
Isn't there... I mean, we used the Safeway building in town a few years back as swing space for another project, if that was probably a similar building. Has there been any option to just, I mean, I don't know what the square footage of that old space is, to renovate that for office space?
Mr. Chairman, we have looked at that as an option. We discussed it within the task force. We don't believe that that would necessarily be in the best interest of the state at this point. The Southside Safeway that was renovated for the purposes of swing space during the Supreme Court project did already have heating and cooling systems in place. I'm not sure if we might have done some degree of update, but the Safeway building, at one point, we had budgeted $2.4 million to renovate it into more permanent state office space, and it was determined not to be in the best interest.
Yeah.
You know, one of those things, Mr. Chairman, and all of you probably been in the courthouse in Riverton in our city office building, that was a Kmart. And I think it's got a Kmart store is probably, what, 40,000 square feet, 50,000 square feet? And I think we remodeled that for like $1.5 million. And that is an incredible facility. You'd never know it was... You know, I always look at how we did that and how much money we spent there. And when we look at the amount of money we spend, we're talking about 15 classrooms or 20 at the university for $4 million. I just don't understand the disparity in how we do things. But you might look at that and get some information on that Kmart building and how we did that, because it's nice now, really nice. Senator Meyer.
I'm not sure what your question is. Have there to ask. I haven't seen them. But the question, another question I'd have is that the legislature is going to meet in the Herschel building for a couple of years. It's going to take a renovation budget to make that space functional for the legislative process, and then it's going to take another budgetary item when we move out to make that functional for office space. And so I was just wondering what that figure was, you know, how much is it? Is it $1 million, $3 million, $4 million? I mean, it's a differential of modeling it for the legislative thing, because if you're going to go for the office, that's inconsequential. That's probably a wash either way. So I'm just wondering what that cost is going to be.
Mr. Chairman, Senator, I believe there are a lot of ways we could look at that difference. I think initially the entire building would be refitted to some extent for core and shell, meaning which would be wide open spaces that would be appropriate for legislative sessions. We'd, of course, need to take into account technology and things like that. And then once you were moved out, it would be then refitted for office space.
Then, Mr. Chairman, wouldn't we have the swing space of the displaced state workers, where we're going to have to find them some space around the state that, or I mean, around the town, we'd have to add that to the price tag of what the legislative occupation cost would be?
Mr. Chairman, yes. We do think that is already looked out for within the overall budget that's being considered at the moment.
Can they be disaggregated out so we have that one number there so we know what the legislative, you know, deal is?
Yes, we'll do our best to look at it that way.
We haven't looked into whether we just don't meet for a year, how much money we'd save.
And Mr. Chairman, Senator, it has been discussed among the task force. That's a little out of my hands to determine.
One of the questions I have, and I know with the change that's occurred with the colleges and everything we heard today and all this on the list, you all have had a chance to look at those projects, correct, at the initial somebody, Dennis or Jim or somebody's looked at these projects. You know, the college, I get really nervous when the college comes up with an idea and a plan and square footage and the expertise they have relative to what you all have. So the question is, have you looked at all these proposals that we heard from about earlier today?
Yes, I have. I've met with all the presidents and some of the boards of all the colleges.
So you fine-tune them, you put your look on them and your take. Good.
Ed.
Okay. How about the universities that we have in front of us?
We don't get involved with that other than the NZ STEM building that we're doing right now.
Are you involved in the STEM or the NZ building?
I am.
Okay, we talked about this before, like on the engineering building, and let me say it one more time, in case there's any confusion, is we want you involved in that selection and how that building looks and turns out. We've said that. Do we need to have some statutory changes or something to facilitate that? Because, you know, we talked with Senator Nicholas about that one evening. So do we need, Don, do we need something? Well, then let's get that going. Let's do it as a footnote, at least to start with. If we're going to appropriate, and we want to have you people look at it, and so we have some input in it.
Senator, I may be speaking out of turn. This may be more than else, but as we pick up more of this work, that engineering building, because those type of buildings at UW take a lot of our time.
Okay, and that's something that, you know, we should if we're going to ask you to do more, we should be willing to look at that. Nell, did you have something?
Mr. Chairman, the only thing I wanted to add to that was just what Dennis was alluding to, is as the new projects come out, just remember that staff is limited, and if there is funding either from the university or the community colleges to assist us with that, we surely would take it.
And I thought the other thing, too, Mr. Chairman, is if this building on the Capitol moves forward and we go in that direction, now, we're going to have some people. I mean, we're going to be spread pretty thin, and I don't know if you're thinking about hiring a guy to do this, or I'm looking at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, maybe. How? I mean, your staff is pretty limited, you know. And if you look at all this stuff going on, we need to think about that.
Mr. Chairman, I would agree with that. We right now, Suzanne is taking the lead on our capital renovation project. But as well as Dennis Hagee, myself, Jim, the four of us will be very much involved in this project the whole time. So we will be tight, but we will try to continue to do this within our own budget as much as we can. So,
hey, Don, you spent some time in your previous life over at the university. Do they have a competent people over? I mean, how do they come up with their projects and look at their designs and do that? Do they have? Do they utilize the College of Engineering and some of that, or do they have full-time staff? How do they do that?
Mr. Chairman, they have a staff that's approximately the size of A&I Construction Management for maybe 5 engineers and a couple of architects, and they do. Yeah.
Maybe it's just a matter of us having our input on it and looking at what they're coming up with as we move through it. Maybe that's what we do, rather than to take it over. Okay. All right. Any other questions? Any other questions, committee? Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, let's say goodbye to Wyoming. Turn us off.